support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
I want to I want to invite Sumit Singh Singhar, Chief Business Officer for Spark IT Solutions. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And tell me a little bit about what you guys are doing here at CES.
Yeah, basically, you know, the brief about Spark's IT, so it's IT there. So we are a software development company based out of Noida, India. So we are here to somehow targeting different segments in terms of the industries. Like we have done really good work in healthcare. We have done really good work in e-commerce, retail and e-commerce, manufacturing, insurance. So we are, because we found that there's a place where you can find these industry leaders, right? And they understand their industry very well. And when you interact with them as a technology leader, and you already work in these industry, definitely you can make the difference here. So two things. One, we have set up our booth as an offshore team. Okay, so we help those industry leaders so that, or you can say the businesses, that we can set up their offshore team. And second is, even if they are looking for technology consulting, so we are the right people because we have a separate segment where we have industry expertise, business analysts, solution architects who can really understand those industries and help them build their product or the solutions.
I think a lot of times when people think about offshore, they think about development teams, they think about support. But I don't often hear people talk about getting consultation from offshore teams. So that's kind of a new spin on things. So talk to me about that a little bit on your consult business. How did you guys form that? And then, you know, what are the type of customers taking advantage of that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, how we make, or you can say differentiated ourselves, this is about technology consulting first. We found the challenges when you're working as an offshore team. Your team start working and they don't understand basically that industry very well, right? And they start developing the product. And at a mid stage, you realize that, or your customer realizes that this is not something I'm looking for. And they start frustrating on the companies. And that's how actually they have a bad impression when they are working on offshore, right? So we introduced this technology consulting as an initial stage where we have the business analyst. We can say we do discover their business well first. We try to understand what exactly we have to build. And then, like you take example of healthcare. So if you're not understanding how the HIPAA compliance has to be implemented, even you build the whole product, but if HIPAA compliance is missing, the product is useless for the customer. So that's how this technology consulting help customer. Like, this is what we understand this industry. This is something we don't understand. You tell me a little bit more about it. We have a team. They will do more research around it. They will tell you that this is what we understood around this, these terminologies. Because you take example of insurance. There are a lot of terms which will be somehow unknown to the IT company, because IT company, they develop the products, right? But they don't understand those terminologies, how it works in US or how it works in Middle East market or in European market. So first, you have to put the guys who actually understand the market, that country market, as well as the industry, and understand those terminology and then implement the product.
That's interesting, because that you tie that in, because I, even within my own company, when we're getting ready to work on a new project, it's critical that the team understands what the product's going to be at the end.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you know, we got to understand the reason for it, how we're going to build it, what the goal is, what the deliverables are. But I can't even imagine going out and hiring an offshore team and say, okay, I just want you to build me this.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we put together a spec sheet or whatever. But if you guys don't understand the purpose and the goal, then how can you really get a good design or good development strategy going? You're just going to spend a lot of money, waste a lot of hours, have 100 revisions and frustration.
Yes, correct.
So I think your approach is correct. Because I think, you know, I've considered doing some stuff offshore in the past, and it just, to me, I've never been able to get over the hump of making the company that I was talking to work with, to make them understand what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the purpose of it. Anyone can write code, but if you understand the end goal, I think it's a lot better.
You rightly said. Anybody, because when you talk about technology in India, anybody can write the code. Everybody can't understand the industry, the terminology.
That's right.
Right. That's the difference.
Because every business has its own lingo.
Yes.
And it has its own methodologies and so forth. So very, very interesting. So you guys are here. And I think this is the first time at CES, and I've been coming a long time, that we've talked to someone that is actually here representing, saying, hey, we have the team for you offshore. And this is what we – and you guys have got a booth here?
Yeah, we have a booth here.
Oh, good for you, brother.
Thank you.
Good for you.
So you got a company. So even you are invited.
I think this is smart because I think also some folks get a little hung up and saying, I don't want to go offshore. It's too complicated, you know. But I think in the end, there's a world of developers out there that do great work. And I think you're on the right approach here in tying in the consultant piece to make folks understand all the steps. And I'm not in healthcare. I don't even want to have to deal with the HIPAA stuff. But so tell me, where can they find more information about you and your company?
Because
the audience is watching is online. So where can they go online to find you? You have a website?
We have a website. That's Sparks IT Solutions.
What is it again?
Yeah, Sparks IT Solutions.
Sparks IT. S-P-A-R-X.
IT. Even you can find it as sparksit.com.
Okay.
So where you will find more about what we are doing, what type of customers we have already worked with, and how we are differentiating ourselves in this industry, because that's how you have to do it.
So one last question, do you actually then work with the companies that have developers, or do you have the developers yourself?
We have more than 300 people sitting over there in our India office, Noida.
Awesome.
So that's completely in-house team, right? And because why we have differentiated ourselves in offshore team setup, because we found this issue.
Okay? Sure.
And I define it as if you are taking ownership, because what we understood why being here or working with the American market or European market, that you have to take ownership.
Yeah.
Right. So the one thing is ownership. Second is you need to understand the culture of that country.
Yeah.
Right. If you're not understanding the culture, you can't beat to the competition, and you can't actually deliver what actually they are expecting.
That's right.
And third, generally in offshore development, they feel the difficulty that whatever they are developing, I don't think so. After a month or 2 months, they feel that the outcome is not up to the mark. So we have created a complete, you know, algorithm so that they can judge, they can identify the performance of the team,
right,
like how it's going on.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, sparxit.com.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Much success to you. Congratulations.
Nice talking to you. Nice. Please,
definitely check you out for sure.
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thank you.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plunkett's Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.